listening to the New Beginnings Chiropractic and Life Coaching Podcast with Dr. John Baker, where we are dedicated to serving corrective care chiropractors, their staff, and mankind with multiple layers of excellent service, knowledge, and love as we continually inspire some of the happiest, most prosperous people in healthcare on our planet.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you're listening to this, good. And let's turn good into great, because good enough never is. Good enough never is. What is the thing you think about when you think about love? Another person, your patients, your team, your community, your family. What is it you think about? See, love recognizes no barriers, and we can only learn to love by loving. A life lived in love will never be dull. True love stories never have endings. All you need is love. So simple to say, but what does it look like? Well, for the patient that's looking for their pain to go away, or the doctor or staff that's looking for the patients to be better and their pain be better or go away, there's an end spot. And for the majority of us, when we're dealing with patients, there shouldn't be an end spot. If we're looking at an end spot, we're stuck in a relief mode, Patient comes to doctor, says neck hurts. Doctor says, yes, neck hurts. Does some sort of history, some sort of exam, some sort of x-rays, and says clearly, neck hurts, and we can fix that, which is not true. It's not true. But I got into chiropractic. I became a chiropractic assistant because I wanted to help people. Anybody who's got even half a brain wants to help people, and you've got so much more. You want to make this world a better place? Help minimize its suffering. How would you do that? Start by loving more. Loving more. Loving more. Love makes your soul crawl out of its hiding place. Recently, I had a young doctor. We've been working on him for a matter of months, and he just couldn't get it. No, he could get it, but he chose not to get it. He chose not to feel as much love as he possibly could. Love to him wasn't a feeling, it was a word, love. Well, sure, I love the patients. I mean, I don't really love them, but I love them. Watch somebody successful. I love those patients. It doesn't mean you invite them to your house. It doesn't mean you go to their house. It doesn't mean you go to dinner with them. It doesn't mean you socialize with them. Why? Because when you do that, oftentimes when you turn a patient into a friend, oftentimes you lose two things. First the patient, then the friend. Why? Because as a CA, as a DC, people expect us to be better than what we actually are. And for us to be better at doctoring and CAing, we have to think about ourselves in a whole nother light. We have to dress for the occasion. I see doctors wearing clothes that don't appear doctorly. And people say, well, Allen Iverson dresses like that. LeBron dresses like that. They can pull it off. They're not in a constant struggle to save sick and suffering mankind. They're in a constant quest to entertain. Folks, you are not an entertainer. CAs, DCs, you are assistants and doctors. You're in the life-saving business. You are not an entertainer. You do not get as many people following you with a pierced face or a tattoo on your face. Don't get me wrong. Some of you have those. I don't know actually anybody has a tattoo on their face. I have tattoos myself, but I don't expose them to the public. And the public always sees me as Dr. Baker. You don't get to be John once in a while and Dr. Baker another time. You get to be in love with being Dr. Baker or Candace the CA or Mary the CA or Miranda the CA or Dr. Russell the DC. You develop the best CA and you develop the best personally you. You develop the best Dr. Baker for me, and then I develop the best John. And it doesn't end. It never ends. If you are really enjoying life, you're constantly getting better at everything. The people that don't enjoy life that much, the people that talk about the good old days were so long ago, those are the people that are stuck. They're stuck in, hey, once I was good at something and I'm not now. Not true. Not true. Love recognizes no barriers. We can only learn to love by loving. We can only love by loving ourselves first. Once we love ourselves, we can love others. Once we love others, we can truly love others even more. And remember, true love stories never have endings. Never. Never. I look forward to every single day with my wife. I look forward every single day to the accomplishments of my children and my grandchildren. I look forward every single day to kind words and love and discipline. I look forward every single day to being better in every way. See, a life lived in love will never be dull. If practice ever seems dull, CAs or DCs, it's because you need to love what you're doing at a whole nother level. How do you do it? Just do it. True love stories never have endings. All you need is love. All you need is more love. Love makes your soul crawl out from its hiding place. Think about that. Imagine this. Think about somebody at this exact moment that you really, 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 really love. You know that person? You know, I instantly think of my wife, instantly. And if I had to choose between breathing and loving her, I would use my last breath to tell her how much I love her, see? And I can share with you, I think the exact same thing about my children in a little different way. My daughter-in-laws, my grandchildren, the clients that I'm so honored to serve, and when I was in practice, the patients that I was so honored to serve. Folks, the price of success is hard work, dedication to the job at hand. The job at hand right now, if you will, let's love ourselves more. Let's love ourselves more. Let's love ourselves more so we can love others more. Take up one idea. Make that one idea your life. Think of it. Dream of it. Live on that idea. Let the brain, muscles, nerves, and every part of your body be full of that idea, and just leave every other idea alone. You'll be surprised. If that idea is love, it will affect every other idea. This is the way to true freedom, to true success. Formal education, yeah, it'll make you a living. A job, yeah, it'll get you by. But self-education, bathed in passion, will make you a fortune. Be free to make a fortune. Be free to love yourself. Passionate, loving discipline is a bridge between goals and accomplishment. To continually create the best version of yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you a watered-down version of somebody else is the greatest accomplishment. Create the best you. Do as good as you can until you know better. And when you know better, do better. When you know better, do better. CAs, DCs, moms, dads, sisters, brothers, choose freedom right now. Be free to love yourself so you can be free to love others at a whole nother level. Be free. God bless. Have an amazing day. Baker out, but Baker all in for you.
Thank you for listening to the New Beginnings podcast. To learn more about New Beginnings and our three levels of coaching, head to our website at chiropracticlifecoaching.com. While you're there, be sure to grab our free PDF titled Directional Communication, where we'll give you simple, step-by-step instructions that you can implement this week in your office to improve your doctor-patient communication so your patients will get the message and gladly pay for care. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Get ready to serve more people, work less hours, make more money, and have more fun.